Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying
yeah,
keep it as a reminder, never stay lost. Never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older matter.
I promise
you,
stop what I
good evening and welcome to The Race. I'm your host for tonight, well, every night, every Monday night. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
And this is the Vice host. This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at 5inRome, BIVINROME. And welcome to another episode of The Race. Colby,
I totally forgot. It's been wonderful. I forgot we were doing Vice host. So let me reintroduce myself. Allow me to reintroduce myself. You like that? I am your...
You cannot reintroduce yourself.
Host.
You already introduced yourself as the host.
President and CEO, host of The Race.
It's too late. You already introduced yourself as the host.
No. You sound kind of sleepy over there. You doing all right?
What? I'm doing... Right. Spectacular, actually. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm not sure if you kept up with my postings on our Facebook page, but I told the listeners that we would be talking about North Korea today, since, you know, Facebook was supposed to be your thing, and I'm posting on it.
Look, it's been a very busy week for me, so I'm glad that you were able to assist and, you know, take control of Facebook. I appreciate your co-hostness as far as Facebook is concerned.
Okay. All I hear are excuses from you right now. I don't hear about busy.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I apologize that you feel that way. Go get over it. And you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be back in the studio with you.
Well, let's go on and get this party started then on your North Korea story.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about what all is going on because there's a lot that is in the news. And I started researching it because it all got very confusing for me. And I wanted to make a side note before I got into it all. I like to look at foreign news sources when I look up international stuff because local and the U.S. sources are usually pretty biased. Like, I generally look at BBC. So if it's different news than you've seen, well, there are different sides. Anywho, of course, we've even talked about it on here a little bit, how North Korea has, like, missiles pointed at us, and in December they test-fired one of them, and there's, like, all this going on between them and South Korea. And it sounds really bad. And I like how he's trying to throw me under the bus because you don't have anything for it. Mr. Trome. Did you disappear?
Ma'am?
No. Oh, you are there. Okay, great. Lovely.
I am.
So...
What was your statement?
I was saying that you tried to throw me under the bus because you don't have anything for it. But you're probably looking it up right now, so good job.
No, I don't have anything for it because there's nothing to really talk about. I'm not sure I want to go up to start some stuff with everybody else.
Say that again?
They finally got caught up with nuclear power. So they're just trying to, I guess, stop themselves in the nuclear power struggle.
I feel like a lot... I don't know. I kind of feel like they might do it, though, because... because the new leader is so new. Like, I get that he was this, I don't know, whoever, but I feel like because he's so new, and they said they, a lot of things that I've been seeing is that the general population has the mentality, the big head mentality of, you know, we're very powerful and we could do this. And I feel like if he comes from that mentality, there's a good chance that it could happen. Like, it's a possibility. Yes? No? Maybe? So?
No.
I don't know. I
no.
feel like he's not very logical. Anyway, what do you know? Like, it's possible.
It's possible. If you've been keeping up, you can see that the United States military is not too nervous about North Korea's nuclear threat. Seeing,
I did see that.
The only people that are really worried is like Japan or like people that are against North Korea that are relatively close.
We're against North Korea.
Hmm?
With the F. Like they kicked the South Koreans, you know how they had like a workshop or something over in North Korea, and the South Koreans were over there working, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know what, we're kicking you out. So they kicked them out. So there's discomfort between South and North Korea, which I understand because they're right there, and, I mean, I get that. But they're also talking about hitting Hawaii, and people are saying, you know, they don't really have enough force to... sorry. They don't have enough force to get it all the way over, like all the way over to the mainland, even though they say that's what they want to do. But I mean, they said that the U.S. is going to rather be prepared, you know? You have nothing to add on this. We need callers.
I told you. I don't have much to add.
There.
Not so much of a threat for us. It's like, all right, you have to cross the entire Pacific Ocean to get to us. I mean, just like you said, the closest they can get to is like our allies in South Korea or Hawaii. But as far as it hitting mainland, not much of a concern for the United States. And you have to take into consideration that. What?
Go ahead.
So you also got to take into consideration the size of North Korea. Say where North Korea has decided to, you know, start some stuff.
I mean, I guess we can pretty much turn them into a parking lot, but...
Right. So, it's like, if you really want to not exist anymore, go ahead.
If you really want what?
If you really want to not exist anymore, please send a nuclear strike this way.
But
we'll
I don't
watch
think
your little thing out of the air and then just wipe you off the face of the planet.
I don't think... if you feel like calling in and joining the discussion, the number is 46-478-3599. We've got a caller on the line now. Caller, you are live. Hello. I just wanted to add in and say that I'm really happy y'all are talking about North Korea because I feel like it's not discussed enough. And, you know, I feel like their hate has been just so, like, deep-seated and you know, it's frightening to think that they have any capabilities of creating any kind of missile that would, you know, be pointed towards California. And as far as turning them into a parking lot, I don't think that we would ever, you know, nukes. I don't think that we're going to go out there and bomb them like that because that's just going to start a whole other war that we really don't want to get into. But it's tricky to know that a country that has such strong, like, you know, they advertise such strong propaganda against us, has any kind of capability of creating any kind of missile. So I
agree. Do you think that there's a chance that they might actually go through it with it? Because I forget if it was China or South Korea, but one of them was like, it was South Korea. They were like, oh, it could be as soon as Wednesday, and now they're kind of withdrawing that statement. But do you think that, you know, maybe there is some sort of attack on the U.S. to come, or South Korea, or both?
As far as North Korea attacking the U.S., I think that they undoubtedly will try. I know that they kind of live by their own rules, and they kind of, you know, they do their own thing. They don't. It's scary. I think that they'll try. Do I think that they'll necessarily succeed? I'm not entirely sure. That's one of the scariest parts about North Korea is that, like, you don't know. I mean, even just, like, that, you know, infamous picture of when you look at the world, that satellite picture, and you look at, like, the energy, the lights, and you see that North Korea is completely dark. We just don't know. We're in the dark. We don't know what they have and what they don't have. And as much as we're involved with China, China is also involved with North Korea, so we don't know what, you know, they're sharing with them. So I feel like if they're making a threat, it's because they're going to try. Do I think that they'll necessarily succeed? Hopefully not. Probably not, but I think they'll try.
You kind of brought up another part of this that I wanted to talk about, actually, with China. From what I've seen, and I've just kind of been going through a couple of articles throughout the past couple of days related to this, and it looks like China's even uneasy with North Korea because they know, the whole world knows, if North Korea decides that they're too big for their pants and they're going to start throwing shit over here, then they're going down. And if other countries aid them, then those are also going to be under attack.
Right.
So
now,
China's starting to back up, too.
Which is somewhat comforting, yeah, I think. But it's just all, it's really unsettling. I mean, and I'm glad that you all are bringing it up as a topic because it needs to be discussed.
I agree. Thank you for backing me up on that.
You said
and
so.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
So, it was a good... I like when people call in. I love when they're on my side.
yeah. I feel like you're paying people to call in.
I did not pay anyone. Yet.
Yet.
Anyway, so we can continue this conversation, you know, throughout the show like we tend to do. Normally, I know we try to keep it more as far as, like, life-based discussions throughout the show, but is there any life happenings going on with you that you would like to discuss, Mr. Vice co-host?
Since I'm the vice co-host now. No, I mean... It's been an exciting week, you know. That's a beautiful Monday.
Okay, so your
month.
Life is boring. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
do you
we'll
have any... what?
I said, sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, basically. Very busy. I'm not fascinated with it. It's just important to know and to look at and to understand and to kind of know about. My life has been very busy. Very, very busy. I graduate in 4 weeks.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited. Thank you. And then I get to be myself again because I'm, like, stressed and running around like a crazy person. But, I know, it's pretty bad. Yeah, the norm lately. Anyway, enough about me. Let's take a music break, and then we'll come back with some, I don't know, random news that's a little less controversial, apparently, than North Korea. This is, oh, I came across this song today, and I wanted to play it. This is Beyonce's Sugar Mama.
Damn, that was so good. I want to buy him a short set.
Like a waffle cone, it's slipping down through the floor. The way
Welcome back to The Race. I hope you're enjoying it so far with our irritating conversation about North Korea and how Rome thinks that it's not a big deal, even though it is, damn it.
Look, it's not, this is Rome, Vice host. I just don't feel it's that big of a deal seeing how
Sorry. My bad. Try
again. I was really interrupted. I don't think it's a big deal considering how gung-ho we are about our military. Like, if anybody tries to threaten us or whatever, we're quick to react to, you know, whatever threat that is presented our way. Like, America's been known to stay in wars for no reason. So, like, you really want to get in war with this. It's not in your best interest, especially when our population is a lot more willing to go to war than your entire population is.
Although, I will say, the memes that have come out of this are pretty entertaining. Is that terrible to say? Like, that's
what
the generation cares about. The memes that have come out of this? The meme. M-E-M-E. Meme. Aren't you supposed to be like, savvy or some stuff? I like them. They're funny. It's entertaining.
Say so.
Oh, my goodness. Please tell me you have some sort of an article to talk about, because
I do. It's a pretty cool article, actually. About the little kid that got kicked out of school, and the little boy, I guess, for his haircut.
Say that again? The kid that got kicked out of school for what?
his haircut.
He got kicked off for his haircut.
Yeah, a 5-year-old student, kindergarten student.
I can't understand you. Stop mumbling. Open your mouth.
I'm not mumbling. You need to open your ears. Get them clean. Reed Primary and Middle School in Springfield, Ohio. According to the administrators at the school, he deemed his haircut too disruptive and ordered him home until he adopted a tamer style. All he had was a spiked mohawk.
It's not even that bad.
Seriously? Was it like a different color or something?
No.
It's not the right color, it's just a mohawk.
I've heard of kids getting kicked out for the color of their hair, but...
Mm-hmm. Just for the mohawk. It's not even bad. It's really not bad at all. Like, this is ridiculous. It's like they're trying to find a reason to kick...
Go ahead. I'm going to do what you do with my North Korea story and just take it quietly.
All right, good.
I'll be able to go to my store. Thank you.
See, exactly. I'll save you. It's okay.
I was going to correlate another story with that as an NVR player was forced to move a logo from his hair as it was not in agreement with, I guess, NBA rules. Did you know how, well, you may not know how NBA players endorsed, you know, like Adidas and Nike and different brands like that. What he ended up doing was he's endorsed by Adidas, but the NBA ruled that the endorsement goes only as far as the shoes, so anything else that is correlated
cannot be worn any above his outside of his shoes. So they told him to shave it. So it looks pretty funny. He just has a blank triangle in the back of his head.
I hate having triangles on my head.
I know. It's very terrible thing to have.
Well. And a more entertaining fun story.
Huh?
No, please stop. Please stop. There was a story on Yahoo, actually, that I found about a guy named Eric. And actually, I don't normally go to Yahoo, but I just kind of stumbled upon it. Not quite stumbled upon, but I found it. And ever since I've seen it, I've actually seen it, like, posted places, too, like on Facebook and places like that. A guy named Eric, I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, said that, he makes mermaid tails, and he is obsessed with mermaids. And it sounds kind of weird, right? Kind of funny. He's 22.
Yeah.
But get this. When he was 13, he created this company called Mer Taylor LLC, and he started selling his own tails. 3 years later, he put on his first show, basically as him as a mermaid prince, and now he's making some serious money off of this. Like, it doesn't sound like something people would buy, but
right.
I think they said, here it is. They range from $185 for the spandex tail to $2,759 for the silicone version. And this is for one of them. And there's a kid's tail
really?
Priced at $169. Yeah. They've been featured on Germany's Next Top Model and advertisements for Skittles on Saturday Night Live and in the I'm on a Boat video for T-Pain. Lady Gaga's even bought one.
Of course she would.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he's freaking loaded because he's obsessed with mermaids, and he made mermaid tails.
That's pretty funny.
And his mission is to make his costumes available to every aspiring mermaid and merman who dreams of life in the sea.
That's cute. He watched a little bit too much of The Little Mermaid as a child.
I mean, you can say that, but on the other hand, like, he could probably take a, I don't know, 4-month vacation or something, you know?
What?
I said, you can say that, but he could probably take like a 4-month vacation.
I could. I mean, can't be cracking too much jokes because it's being successful for him, but.
Let's take another music break while Rome figures out what to do about that. Background noise.
Technical difficulties.
Right. This is... Oh, I just played Beyonce. I don't want to play her again. All right, somebody that we haven't played very often because I was kind of on strike after his craziness. This is Chris Brown with Fine China. Taking care of now.
Yes, I apologize for the technical difficulties on my end. Odd background noise that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you expecting against Chris Brown?
Because of all that stuff where he just needed to, like, go underground for a little bit after him beating up Rihanna, and then the whole him and Drake having fight, and it's just like, you know, just go away for a little while. So stop playing
him. And Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
He's trying to show
Drake
that he was tough.
Whatever, same thing. Wait, didn't he and Drake get in a fight, and then him and Frank Ocean? Both of them,
yeah,
right?
It was him and Drake, and then it was him and Frank Ocean, and then he got into more beef with Drake.
Yeah, he just needed to go have a seat, and I feel like he kind of did, and he came back with that, and I like it, and I'm not as mad at him anymore. That's okay. Because, you know, he really does care how I feel about him. He does. We've talked about it.
I know. He does.
Just as long as you know.
Hey,
well,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you watch Sesame Street when you grew up?
Of course I did.
Huh?
Of course I did.
Are you familiar with the character, the Cookie Monster?
Yes, and I know where you're going with this.
Where am I going with this?
No, you say it, because I didn't actually read it.
Well, it wasn't that long, so anyway. New York Pizza versus the Cookie Monster. Or Monster.
I can't understand you.
New York City cops arrested the Cookie Monster.
For
in
what?
Times Square.
For what?
For pushing a 2-year-old boy. After becoming angry with the child's mother for not giving him a tip on Sunday.
Not giving him a tip?
Yeah. Mother told the police that,
Oh my god, I'm too visual for that comment.
The mother told the police that Mr. Monster of Cookie became aggressive after she snapped a photo with him with her son, and he demanded a $2 tip for the photo. And when he didn't get the tip, he pushed her child, the boy. And then Cookie Monster, or more so the man in the Cookie Monster suit, began to verbally assault the woman, cursing her on her son, offensive names. Yeah, the Cookie Monster gets serious. I'm surprised he didn't want cookies. So $2. Yes, we can buy the $2.
Times are getting rough when the Cookie Monster gets angry over $2.
They are.
Not even cookies. $2.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I wonder if
Cookie Monster gets real.
For the rest of his life. I'm like, no, mommy, not Cookie Monster.
Right, pretty much traumatized poor child.
Mom should have been like, it's fine. My kid likes Elmo better than you anyway.
Right? That's why you're out here trying to hustle $2 out of people.
People are terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like I say that every show, but it's like, oh my god. What's wrong with people?
I don't know. Pretty bad. I mean, I know times are tough, but really, $2? If you don't get tipped $2, you're going to act crazy and, you know, do all that to a kid?
Yes.
Wow, that's a little ridiculous.
Well, you said that was in New York City, right?
Yeah, Times Square.
Another thing that happened in New York City, again, that I found on BBC, because I like it, there was a hepatitis A scare in a restaurant called Alta. In New York City?
What?
Yeah, hepatitis A, which I guess it makes sense that there's a hepatitis A, since there's a hepatitis B, but I never really thought about it. About 3,000 patrons ate at the restaurant during the 10 days that an employee was working that I guess, has hepatitis A. I keep wanting to say B. And 450 had ordered dessert that she probably handled because she was, I guess, handling the dessert. That was her job. And she, I guess, just randomly came out and was like, oh, by the way, I have this. And I've been feeding 3,000 people.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
And then the restaurant owner, of course, came out in a statement on Friday saying the employee was no longer on the premises.
Hold on.
Isn't there some sort of law or something against people with, I know it's people with disabilities, definitely, but, like, even health issues, you can't fire them over that?
No, you can't. It's,
So how do you handle it? Like, I get that it's important that they're not in the food industry. Like, I totally
well,
get
that. Well,
maybe
they didn't fire over the actual disability, but the way, the manner in which she was not being careful with making sure that her disease or health condition didn't spread out to other people.
I guess. Yeah, it says she recently traveled to Mexico, and then she realized she was sick last week when she returned. And so the whole New York City Health Commissioner is pretty much asking everyone that ate at the restaurant to go ahead and get the vaccination just in case, because it's a viral infection of the liver that's not fun. Great day for New York. Great week for New York City.
Great week for New York. Yeah.
What?
Actually, more New York news. Did you hear about the strike? New York?
No. No, I didn't.
I'm trying to find exactly where, there you go. No. Yeah. Fast food workers, went on strike are planning a second strike for more pay. This goes to show how hard times are, you know, just across the board. Because, minimum wage workers at Burger King in Harlem, just refuse to work, say that they're $7.25 hourly wage not been increased since she began working. They've been working for 4 years.
They're only making $7.25?
Yeah, I would figure it would be a little higher than that. Isn't the cost of living
in
New York a lot higher
than that?
Yeah. That's almost slave labor, considering how the cost of living is.
Right.
No, but that's the current minimum wage rate, $7.25. Florida's is higher than that.
What?
So, I said Florida's is higher than that.
Yeah.
Isn't
okay.
It?
So it's by state. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Like,
but yeah, they went on strike because they're like, this is ridiculous. You know, we are trying to, you know, live honest lives, and you guys won't give us raises.
I understand that, though. And the food industry, like the fast food industry, is probably one of the worst about that.
Right. Yeah, they're not the quickest to give you raises. But the crazy thing about it, I remember when I was, this one came in like 6 years ago, when I was in California for a little bit, I thought the minimum wage there was $10.50. This was 6 years ago. I've never seen it at a McDonald's. At McDonald's, it said $10.50. I was like, what? That's crazy.
Wow. $10.50?
Yeah, $10.50. That's crazy.
Minimum
but,
wage.
You know,
wow.
I was in San Francisco at the time, so the cost of living is pretty high there. So I think you think it'll go accordingly to the cost of living wherever.
Right. Interesting. But, I mean, if that was the case, then it would be higher in different cities and counties than in other ones. It'd be, like, even more reduced than the state level.
So, maybe a little outrageous, but again, it goes, this goes back to, you know, the cost of living. They, instead of getting paid $7.25, they want to get paid $15 an hour. They're asking for $15.
Oh, so they're just being greedy.
Yeah, I'm like, you can at least have the 10, you know. 15, a bit much.
Wow.
Unless they're planning on setting their expectations high, you know, trying to meet some middle ground around 10, but still, 15?
Although, you know, part of negotiating, though, is trying to figure out, like, okay, I'm going to highball you, and then you have room to work down.
Yeah.
What?
You might as well have the 20.
True. That's kind of
interesting. If you're going as high as 15, why not? Just go on and make it a nice, even number. 20.
This is true.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing with fast food, too, is you don't really have much room to show yourself, to show that you're worth a raise, either.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, it's
like,
to
stand there
and
flip burgers.
Well, you were the best burger flipper in the land, or city, town.
I don't think it matters.
On the block. You're the best burger flipper on the block. How about that?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter?
Mm-mm. You're going to make what they're going to pay you, and that'll be that. And if they feel like giving you a raise, then congratulations.
Pretty much. If you don't like it, I guess you need to find another job.
Exactly. And if you can't find a job, then go be homeless, basically.
Yeah.
This is my poor attempt at a transition, but there you go. A homeless a study showed that even financially successful women fear becoming bag ladies. And what that means is, like, you know, in Mary Poppins, I almost said in Perry Moppins. In Mary Poppins, you know, it's crew talking today. I'm just not.
Yeah. Good luck. Let's try it again. Mary
there's
Poppins.
There's the little, right. There's the little lady that's like feeding the birds or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Feed the birds, step in today. Step in today.
No,
step in you today. Look it up. I'm not singing it. I'm not going to grace you with my beautiful voice tonight. My beautiful singing voice. Anyway.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm thinking of. But they're afraid that, like, women are afraid of becoming homeless and having all these bags and being seen like that. 49% of them surveyed. That was their deep down fear. And with that's with more than a quarter of the women that took the survey making over, I guess that's kind of the same thing, at least $200,000 a year.
All right.
That's kind of crazy,
first.
Right? Like, go ahead.
So women are afraid of becoming homeless because of what again?
They're just afraid of becoming the bag lady.
Oh,
like,
the bag
along
lady?
With, yeah, like the crazy bag lady that doesn't have a place to live. She's got all these bags. She's walking around dirty and nasty and grumpy and, you know.
I figure people will be afraid of becoming homeless for the sheer point of their being homeless, but I guess you need more.
Well, that too. Yeah, I mean, it said nearly half of them worried about it either often or sometimes. Of all the things we have to worry about, I don't know. I mean, most of them were single, so I can get how that might strengthen that fear because you're like, well, crap, make my own bread. But 57% of the people that they surveyed claimed that they have more earning power than ever before. But that's women in general. Like, we're able to go further in business than we ever have before, but then why are we so afraid of doing that?
And the ironic thing about this, if I can go on a tangent, don't tell me I can't because I'm doing it anyway. The ironic thing about this is now that we've got all this power to... I'm going to mute your mic. Now that we've got all this power and can actually go a little further in the business world, like, you kind of almost see the bag lady, the crazy bag lady, more often. Back, like, I don't know, in the 60s, you didn't ever see that portrayed in the media. You didn't ever see, I mean, I guess you did because Mary Poppins, but, like, it was much more rare than today, if that makes sense.
A little bit. So you're saying bad ladies are more prevalent now that females can have more opportunity in the job market?
I could only understand a little bit of that, but yes, the bag lady is at least more prominent in media, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
We're going to go to another music break. We surveyed people.
By the way, I've been very proud of you for introducing the song.
I'm trying. And you're welcome. I am trying. Anyway, we surveyed some people on our Facebook. You can still actually answer the survey. Some things that we can do better to get our ratings up, get our numbers up, try to get people more involved. And I figured since we just played Chris Brown, let's go ahead and play a little bit of Rihanna. Can't have one without the other now, right?
Bye.
sorry about the technical difficulty. I was trying to play a song, and it just wasn't working for some reason.
Nice.
Oh, well. I tried. It's going to be great, but it didn't work. Sometimes I don't.
What song was that? I didn't hear the one before. Oh, never mind.
The one before?
It was supposed to be Jamie Foxx. Fall for Your Type. Anyway,
yeah.
I got some interesting news in the dieting world. This lady, her name is Amy Frankel. I think that's the only name I've had all of my articles I can actually pronounce. Anyway, she wanted to lose weight. She was weighing about 174 pounds, and she went from 174 to 125.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what, around 50 pounds she lost?
Yeah.
Guess how she did it?
No idea.
Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yes. It's a new, exciting thing. It's called the overnight diet. Promises weight loss while you sleep.
So you lose all this weight in a matter of hours.
Right. Apparently the way it's supposed to work is that you lose, I think, 2 pounds a day. And you're not starving yourself.
That doesn't sound safe.
You can lose, I know. You lose up to 2 pounds overnight, and then for the 6 days, you can lose up to 9 pounds in 1 week after the first week.
Aren't you only supposed to lose, 2 pounds a week?
Yeah.
For healthy weight loss?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds great and all. I want to lose weight sleeping, but...
Well, see, here's the crazy part. To burn 2 pounds of fat overnight, or whatever they say, you have to burn up to about 6,000 to 7,000 calories while sleeping. And sleeping does not burn that many. It burns around, one. Depending how long you sleep for.
Right. So is it a pill or something?
It is. It's a pill that you take, and it pretty much boosts your digestive system. So your digestive system is in high gear when you're asleep, but it's not interfering with the fact that you're sleeping.
Interesting.
I agree.
I feel like you could abuse that really easily and just take it and then work out. And
yeah,
then you'd be
you
like...
You did, though.
You'd lose crap time.
Well, why work out when you just sleep it away?
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought that was interesting. As you said, most of the weight was water weight, but, it was fat. You can see her before and after pictures as well as a video link. It's on ABC News. If anybody listening out there would like to take a look at it.
That just doesn't...
Overnight diet.
Does not sound right, but you know what? Y'all go for it.
Yeah. I like working out.
There is, Of course, Google comes out with, stuff all the time. But have you heard about their Google Glass headgear?
Google?
Yes,
oh, the Google Glasses? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
You know I have. You got a question about that.
Because it's technology, yes. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. Pretty awesome technology at that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's from what I understand, and you can help me explain this since you apparently know about them, it's like a camera kind of at eye level, and you can take pictures, and you can take video, and it's synced, with Bluetooth to your phone, and it's like the futuristic-looking glasses that you see in movies, but it's in real life. And then people are paying, I think it's $1,500 to get their hands on it first.
you know, how they go really expensive at first. But people are saying, you know, this can be an issue because you don't know when they're recording. Like, it doesn't have the little red blinking light to show people that you're recording.
True.
So they're like, okay, so you can't wear them into strip clubs, into movie theaters, anywhere that cameras are not allowed, you can't wear them.
And what? Concerts? Some concerts?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
It is.
I don't think I would
and
want
then who's to say that
them,
people want to be recorded, huh?
Exactly. I mean, if you're in public, you don't have a choice because there's that whole part of the law. Public property is
Unless you walk around with a shirt on saying recording and video recording and progress.
I feel like you could get some really cool documentaries with these, though.
Yeah, I mean, this always happens when technology like this comes out. You know, the concept is great. You know, everybody's like, yay, and all gone home for it. But, you know, when the actual practice comes into play and the use of it, people start shutting it down. But not to mention, they make it seem like everybody and their mom's going to have this. I think it's $1,500.
Right. Well, I mean, they said they're going to make a more budget-friendly version towards the end of the year, I think it is. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that everybody's going to want. I don't want it.
I don't really want it either. I feel like you need it. So it speaks to you have a smartphone. It pretty much takes a smartphone and puts it in front of your face and kind of time for that. If you need something, you can record, take pictures, use Google Maps, FaceTime, which I don't know who uses FaceTime through day-to-day conversation.
Nobody.
If you call somebody, yeah, if you call someone, the phone will touch you there. You're not looking at the person. Unless, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home or on vacation or what have you.
I mean, it would be cool for, like, people that do conference calls and conferences and stuff during the day.
Right. So business.
I mean, that would be handy.
And I could say it being good for driving, but people will think it's bad for driving because it's a distraction. But here's... as far as, you know, navigation, because, you know, you have your GPS on either on your dashboard or on your phone, which is not what you have to look away from the road, but with the glasses, you can still look at the road, and it's like a small screen in the corner of the glasses that you can see, you know, where you're going, and a navigation feature associated with that.
Yeah, I mean, how does it show you the navigation and everything? Is it, like, holographically on your glasses or something?
Yeah, it's a small window that's in the right, according to the demo, it's in the top right corner of your screen, of sunglasses. So have you ever put on the glasses that you can see behind you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like that, but on one side, and it's like top right corner. So the idea is to have that screen going, and you can, you know, kind of look at that, but still have your peripheral see what's in front of you. And the navigation is pretty much your Google Maps navigation system.
It would be really funny if it could, like, overlay it from what you see. So you see yourself going down the road, and you're going down the road and probably driving at it. But that's not the point.
Right.
But yeah.
So,
you have
no,
any
I
related techie
fun.
Stories? Yeah.
I really don't. I try to stay away from tech stories because it's a little difficult for me to not speak over people's heads and use a bunch
of technical
jargon. Yeah.
True.
So
do you have any
other I just
want
to give
stories?
You an update, though. The way that on the overnight diet, I'm just looking more into it. It's 6 days of high-protein diet and then 1 day of a liquid diet. So no pills involved.
That sounds so bad. Like, I mean, yeah, like, the idea is kind of cool that you can lose weight while sleeping, but that just doesn't sound good. at all.
Yeah, about that. Anyway, but no, I do not have a tech story. I do have a story about
United's flight was diverted after the family complained about the movie. Did you hear about that one?
Say that again?
A airline flight was diverted after the family complained about a movie being played.
That's what I thought you said. What is that about? What movie?
They didn't say. But apparently a movie that was rated PG-13, according to the Internet Movie Database, they were playing. Here's the plot of the movie. A homicide detective is pushed to the brink of his moral and physical limit as he tangles with a ferociously
serial killer.
Serial killer who specializes in torture and pain. I don't know any PG-13 family movie like that.
Yeah, that does sound a little gruesome to be playing on a plane. Like, generally, I thought they stuck to Disney movies.
Right, but the flight was from Denver to Baltimore, and just as the movie came on, they were alarmed by the opening scenes, and the passenger asked two flight attendants to turn off the monitor nearest his kids because he didn't want his kids seeing all that violence. And so they stopped off in Chicago, where the family got off, and got the next flight to Baltimore.
Are you serious? They had to get off the plane, and they weren't, like, they couldn't have just turned off the movie?
Right. You'd think that would be the easy fix. All right, let's switch movies. No, they detoured to Chicago, let them off, and, they proceeded to take another flight.
I mean, I get why they would have an issue with it, especially if they had small kids, but the airline's part to begin with, to even play that.
I'm still trying to figure out what? That's what it was. Alex Cross.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I don't watch movies.
I haven't either. That's the Tyler Perry movie where he's playing a serious role.
Oh, okay. Yep, still haven't seen it.
You know the one I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I mean, I've heard of it, but no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. He's actually dressed like a man this time.
I wonder, right? I wonder why they would make that kind of decision to play that. That doesn't make sense, but.
No. I don't either. What happened to the good old Lion King? Never failed.
Right? good old days.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to one more music break and then come back with another story and probably wrap it up. We've only got about 20 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in and say anything, the number is 646-478-3599. We can still talk about North Korea. Anything you want to talk about, call in.
North Korea. It's over. You talked about it already.
Tweet us, Facebook us, and listen to our music.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, things you never say to me, tell me that you've had enough of our love. Give me a reason, just a little bit enough, just a second.
headphones all out. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Swag King Kong.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no job. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you motherfuckers it was more than the music. And the project one day, the project one way. We done heard all that loud ass talking. We used to it. I'm from where shorty fuck up, double cup up. Might even kill somebody in YouTube it. Whoever think they words affect me is too stupid. And if you can do it better than me, then you do it. We slide in the parachute, nothing with no parachute. $6,000 parachute, we made it to the Paris news. But talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, fly embarrass you. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no jaws. And the whole industry wanna fuck your old shit. Only nigga I get respect for is Wiz. And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Find the same time she fell in love with him. Well, that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't had Jay drop him from the team. La Familia, Rock Nation, me in the building, but still keep it basement. Flying in the parachute, floating with no parachute, $6,000 parachute. I made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Good music, you fresh, be fresh. Anything else we detest, be test. Bitch ass niggas get ass and breath. All that said, let me ask the question. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mint is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without, don't talk to me about style, nigga. I'm motherfucking embarrassed. Talking about clothes, I'm motherfucking embarrassed. Calling about some hoes, I'm motherfucking embarrassed. Way too cold, I promise you need some therapy. Get the therapy. Get the seven flow. It's Chicago, nigga. Southside, we in this bitch. Eastside crazy, blow that loud. Low end, 39th, the Icky, 47th Street, Parkville Park, 79th, Stony Island, Cape Town, Wild Hunters, the Shot Jam, Drum City, the Village, Harvey World, Old Block. 64th and Normal, 64th and King's Rap with us, 83rd, Cottage Grove, the Garden, the Chicago, nigga, the Dearborn, 55th, Cabrini Green, Terror Sound, Westside, Rocky Town, the Chicago, Hospital of Ida B. Wells, North City, the Manor, London Town, Chirac, Illinois, the DJ Ferris. Fuck around and get embarrassed.
So, I kind of forgot how annoying that song is. Apologize to everyone. I don't like it. My bad. I thought it was something else. But
good job.
You can thank Kanye West for that. Anywho.
Hey.
Was it Monday?
Do you have something interesting to say right now?
Yes. To you?
Yes, I do.
Ladies first.
Go ahead. Hurry up.
Why are you mocking me? No, seriously, go ahead, because mine's kind of long.
Do you hear about the guy, Carl Busby?
What?
Getting on foot. This guy walked from the bottom of South America back to the United Kingdom, unassisted by any form of transport.
From South America to the United Kingdom?
Yes.
Walk. You know that's not possible, right?
Do you know it is possible because he did it?
Walk from South America to the UK?
Yes.
What did he, like, pace on a boat?
Huh?
Did he pace on a boat?
No, he was not assisted. He was is unassisted by any form of transport.
Then how the F do you do that?
Huh?
Continue, just finish your story.
But yeah, I don't know why this came up. I came across it before, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it. Yeah, he walked, like, the path is ridiculous. It's called the Odyssey 21, Odyssey 20th Century. It is ridiculous. Like, you see the path he took to walk this lengthy distance. And it's pretty awesome. It has pictures of his travels, of him traveling, him sleeping, and him walking, and it's like a little mini stroller he had on his back. So, like, it held his supplies and such.
Isn't the UK an island?
It was a 15-year trek. What are you talking about now?
It's an island.
Huh?
It's an island.
What's an island?
The UK.
You said the United Kingdom?
Yeah. Look
if you don't believe me, look it up yourself, because I'm not going to have to try to convince you, because you're not even concerned about that one. You should be concerned about going from North America to Asia.
You said South America.
Yes, you went from South America to North America.
To Asia.
Yeah.
It's an island.
You did it. I guess it freezes just like the Bering Strait.
And he didn't walk, he swam.
Walkable. Huh?
I said then he didn't walk, he swam some of it. So, ha.
It turns to ice. I'm pretty sure you can't swim on ice. Would you agree or disagree?
That's not the point. We're not talking about ice and water and science right now. We're talking about people walking versus swimming.
Yes, and I clearly said walking the entire time.
So, also in Europe, the Italian police arrested 37 people accused of being mafia members last Monday. It was this Monday, 10 hours ago. One of them happened to be the mayor of a town in Sicily. No big deal.
Really?
Yeah. The arrests, all 37, on charges including organized crime and extortion, were to tackle what police said was a network to control businesses in towns around Sicily's capital. Yeah, he was the mayor of Montelepre. You know what? It was a town of 6,000 people, and it was the home of 1940s Robin Hood bandit leader Salvatore Giuliano. So, and a livestock breeder was the head of the ring. It's crazy how things are so different there. So yeah, 37 people. Including some bigwigs.
Lots. And that's quite a bit.
Yeah. Last week, Italy made its biggest confiscation of mafia assets in history. They seized dozens of green energy companies and other assets worth a total of $1.69 million. I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh, no, you're having technical difficulties? Well, I'm doing a little bit more research on Kurt Busby.
On the what? Hello?
Yeah, see how he made it across his little gaps. He had three gaps to go across. The Bering Gap, which connects Colombia and Panama. The Bering Strait, which he may have swam a little bit on.
Exactly.
Semi-frozen. Semi-frozen, you know, it said he possibly walked, stumbled, and possibly swam, it may be. And the English Channel, 21 miles of... Oh, that's how. Did you know three interlinked tunnels run under the channel?
No, I did not. Oh, wait. Yes, I did.
There you go. That's how I did it.
Well, before I was so rudely interrupted, there was another Italian story that happened today in what police called the perfect robbery. Some people made off with millions of euros in an ambush to two armored security vans in northern Italy.
Wow.
So I guess like our equivalent of Brinks and Luminous trucks. Like Loomis. How do you say Loomis? Whatever. It's a bright company. See what I did there? Anyway, yeah, they planned it, and it involved about a dozen men who fired smoke bombs and over 50 shots to frighten security crews on the trucks. Nobody was injured, even though there was a ton of bullets flying at it. So that's kind of a miracle. But they said that it was planned with the precision of a paramilitary operation. Pretty crazy.
Oh.
They got off with a bunch of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get caught?
They have not yet. This happened 4 hours ago.
Oh.
Well, the story came out 4 hours ago, so it's a little early. So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, the guards abandoned their posts because they thought that the trucks were on fire. And then it's an unspecified amount of gold that they got away with.
So a pretty large amount.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So that translates to?
Basically.
Yeah. I was going to have a flawless show.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Kind of
is that all
like
you had to say about it?
Huh?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. I'm going to fire you one of these days.
You're going to fire me one of these days? You keep threatening. You know, you can't fire me. You may try and not succeed. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add tonight?
I have to add that, no, I don't. I'm all out of ideas.
That's what I thought. Well, as always, thank you for listening and tuning in and calling in and being awesome and siding with me on the North Korea thing. And
Paid.
You can always call in every week. You can tweet us, you can Facebook us, you can do whatever you want, get a hold of us, blow some smoke signals, do something, let us know you're listening. And
thank you all for
we'll
listening.
Be here. Exactly. We'll be here next week, same time, same place. And we will see you then. Everyone have a good night.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no holding back, I'm running.